Texas approached the Supreme Court directly because Article 3 provides that it is the court of first impression on subjects where it has original jurisdiction, such as disputes between two or more states. This is hard scrabble tactics. The great state of Texas argues that these states violated the Elector's Clause of the U.S. Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislatures. So, as I have been telling you, and we did an entire hour on this very subject yesterday, the idea that this is slam the door, you guys need to stop whining in your stupid conservative beers and just need to accept it as President Biden.
Screw you. And no, I will never accept the Biden regime, number one. Number two, as I detailed yesterday, I gave you an entire hour on this. If you missed yesterday's program, then go get it at crusadechannel.com. For an entire hour yesterday, actually over an hour, we dialogued on this. What I hold here in my hand, if you're watching us on our Crusade Channel, super-duper high-definition and stereo television broadcast, also being broadcast internationally to our friends in the UK, France, Spain, Portugal, much of the EU on the Crusade Channel Roku channel. If you have a Roku device, simply search for Crusade Channel TV. So as I show you, and we sell these in the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com, add one to any order. What is this, $5? Is it two now? $2, pocket handbook size copy of the U.S. Constitution. As I told you yesterday, no one knows the complete extent that the various articles of the U.S. Constitution that cover the election of the Article 2 chief executive, we call him president, of how many different ways there are to elect a president via the Constitution. I told you yesterday, Article 1, Section 4, that's one way. Article 2, Subsection 2, that's a second way. The 12th Amendment, that's a third way. And now Texas, and we talked about this on or around November the 4th or the 5th, when I told you that I could enter into a class action lawsuit here in my state of Louisiana if enough people thought like me and claimed that our votes were disenfranchised because Pennsylvania changed the Secretary of State, the Governor, Board of Elections, everyone except the legislature, changed the manner in which they counted votes after the fact. Illegally, extra-constitutionally, and certainly against the laws of the great state of Pennsylvania. That is what is in play today. Thanks to ESWET10 for getting us kicked off today with a contribution in our chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. The state of Texas filed a lawsuit directly with the U.S. Supreme Court shortly before midnight on Monday, challenging the election procedures in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin on the grounds that they violate the U.S. Constitution. Texas argues that these states violated the Elector's Clause of the Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislatures. Additionally, Texas argues that there were differences in voting rules and procedures in different counties within the states, violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Finally, Texas argues that there were, quote, voting irregularities, close quote,
in these states as a result of the above. Texas is asking the Supreme Court to order the states to allow their legislatures to appoint their electors. I told you, people. I told you. You know, I asked Chris Ferrara yesterday. I've been trying to get for find some excuse to get Ferrara on to talk about all this, and have failed miserably. I asked Ferrara yesterday, you want to comment on, do you have any comment on Trump's legal possibilities to re-election or maintaining the presidency, depending on whose side you're on? Took 40 hours. Ferrara finally responded. All caps. Slim. That's the response I got. Slim. Certain officials of the defendant states presented the pandemic as the justification for ignoring state laws regarding absentee and mail-in voting. The defendant states flooded their citizenry with tens of millions of ballot applications and ballots in derogation of statutory controls as to how they are lawfully received. Now, I think that this is, okay, let me finish and I'll tell you what I think. Evaluated and counted. Whether well-intentioned or not, these unconstitutional acts had the same uniform effect. They made the 2020 election less secure in the defendant states. Those changes are inconsistent with relevant state laws and were made by non-legislative entities without any consent by the state legislatures. The acts of these officials thus directly violated the U.S. Constitution. What a profound statement of constitutional law. So what does that mean? Well, as I said, we talked about this in the early days after the election. Why shouldn't I? My state finished our count and posted and certified it the next day.
After we were decimated by two back-to-back hurricanes.
Right, after we were nearly taken out by by hurricane.
Most people didn't even vote at their regular polling place.
Right. By Hurricane Francis, Laura, and Hurricane Delta. Matter of fact, we had seven named storms make landfall in Louisiana. Sometimes, though, even the state of Louisiana is capable of getting one right. And we were able to hold our elections, able to count all the votes. Imagine that. Backward, hick, hayseed, hurricane destroyed, and then afterwards ignored. Louisiana was able to hold our elections safely, securely, according to our election laws. No chicanery on mail-in ballots. None of that crap. If you wanted to vote early, you had to show up in person, basically. And our legislature ordered our Secretary of State to enforce that edict, to enforce that part of our law, and our Secretary of State, to his credit, did. And this after our governor took him to court and sued him and tried to force him to do mail-in ballot boxes all across Louisiana. We didn't have them here. So as I told you on November the 5th, I've been disenfranchised by you Yahoo criminals of the Biden regime installers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. And that's all Texas has done here. Article 3, U.S. Constitution. Here's the part that they're referring to. Folks, we got breaking news here on the Mike Churchill here early this morning. Welcome aboard. This is Article 3, Section 2. The judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution. the laws of the United States and treaties made or which shall be made under their authority. To all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, to all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction, to controversies to which the United States shall be a party, to controversies between two or more states, between citizens of different states, between citizens of the same state claiming lands under grants of different states. That's the clause right there. Between citizens of different states. In all cases of affecting ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, and those in which a state shall be a party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. Let me repeat. If Texas sues Pennsylvania, the original jurisdiction then is where? In the U.S. Supreme Court. Let's see cowardly, adrenochrome compromised John Roberts punt this one. Let's see if he can get four justices to side with him to punt this. Which, as I've been telling you, the SCOTUS ultimately has to hear this. They have to decide this, and if they don't, then America is over. It's over. Katie, bar the door. The dream is finished. Start figuring out how to break the remainder of the union up because it's toast. It's over. So that's what the Constitution says. Back to the Breitbart story. Again, the headline is Texas sues Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin at Supreme Court over election rules. The suit continues. This case presents a question of law. Did the defendant states violate the Electors Clause by taking non-legislative actions to change the election rules that would govern the appointment of presidential electors? These non-legislative changes to the defendant states' election laws facilitated the casting and counting of ballots in violation of state law, which in turn violated the Electors Clause of Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution, that same one I've been quoting you for 5 weeks now. By these unlawful acts, the defendant states have not only tainted the integrity of their own citizens' vote, but their actions have also debased the votes of citizens in plaintiff state and other states that remained loyal to the U.S. Constitution. How do you like that? Texas approached the Supreme Court directly because Article 3 provides that it is the court of first impression on subjects where it has original jurisdiction, such as disputes between two or more states.